This is the first Sunday of the month, and we always have Holy Communion on the first Sunday of the month. And beings that were not able to come together in the church to have Holy Communion, I just wanted to be able to try to do it in a virtual sense that we can express and understand really what communion is all about. It's really giving thanks to God for what He's done for us, something we could not do for ourselves, and we accept the forgiveness of sin. Palm Sunday was a day that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, and He was coming to Jerusalem for Passover. Passover is in a very important part of the Jewish traditional and different parts of the Jewish religion because it celebrates being delivered from bondage in Egypt. But Jesus did something very unique. When they finally got to the upper room, which we called the Last Supper, we got to the upper room and it was prepared for them as they arrived, and Jesus started the ritual, the ceremony of the Passover meal. And when He got to the part of the where it was in with the wine, the third cup of the Passover meal was the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. He took the cup and He lifted it to heaven in His tradition, and He said, "O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup." And then He gave it to the disciples and said, "Drink ye all of this. This cup of wine will represent the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin." And likewise, He took the bread, like a pita bread. It's flat bread. It was unleavened because when they left Egypt in such a hurry, they couldn't put yeast into the bread. So the flat bread or the unleavened bread became part of the Passover meal. And again, when He lifted it to heaven and He said, "O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the wheat, bless this bread." And then He did something that the disciples said, "Oh, what's He doing?" He broke it. And He said, "This will represent my body broken for you for the forgiveness of sin." So what a wonderful way as we can come together. Now, we can't bless the elements here with you in front of you and come to the altar rail. But one of the most beautiful things about communion and having an altar, you can have an altar in your home. In fact, I suggest that everybody does that. We have an altar in our house where we come together and do our devotions, and it don't have to be anything fancy. It could just be a table. But make an altar that you can celebrate not only Holy Communion, but pray together. But you can take cracker or a little piece of bread or any kind of flat bread or pita bread or regular bread, and you can have communion and serve communion to one another. And then also a little bit of juice, which could be Welch's grape juice, and real wine is fine. Jesus used real wine, I'm pretty sure, but Welch's grape juice is good. And well, I can just over the internet and during this recording and say, "Lord, bless these elements of bread and wine. What a precious gift that they are." And being that we can't be in the church and do it officially or whatever, we know that you honor it no matter where we do it. Wesley tried to take communion once a day when he was here, and it's a little easier for him to do it than it is in our day and time, but it's important to come in communion with God, and we thank God for that. Take the bread and eat Jesus' broken body, broken for you, and drink the cup, which represents the blood of Christ. Take to your comfort the love of God. Now rise now and go in peace, knowing that your sins have been forgiven and you have been made well and made whole. In Jesus' name, amen.